Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. You who are in the sanctuary, but also those who are tuning in on iChurch, going out in English and in Spanish this morning. I'm just thankful for the things that Yahweh has been doing and revealing to us, his children. We've been talking about a lot of things. One of the things that we're acknowledging is the state of the world. He said that in the last days, in those end times, there would be perilous times. We are seeing that. I mean, when you see the largest hurricane on record, I was listening to the news reports, and they kept saying, the meteorologist kept saying they've never seen anything like it. And the whole study of meteorology, where they're, you know, looking at the weather, Yahweh would not bring things unto us unawares. See, if we believe the word is true, we would have acknowledged that it's the word manifesting. I mean, when I was a kid, they would always say, he's soon to come. He's soon to come. But then we would look around, some folks look around and be like, well, I don't hear a lot of rumors of wars and stuff, so I guess we are right. Right? False sense of security. So let me play a little, let me stay out there. I'm telling y'all, we've never seen anything like it. And along with the hurricane that we've never seen anything like, on right there on the heels of that is an 8.1 earthquake in Mexico. What y'all need to understand is that California's due for something. It's been a long time. But he said there will be earthquakes in diverse places, and wars and rumors of wars. Let me tell y'all something. North Korea, they ain't playing. This is not a moment for y'all to get scared. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. When we see these things happening, we know that his word is what? True. It's just a confirmation that his word is what? True. And he cares enough about us to say, yo, you better get your act together. When you see this stuff happening, you need to get it right, because I'm soon to come. How many of you even believe that? He's soon to come. It's not a fairy tale. And our whole reason for existing should be that we want to reach as many people as we possibly can to tell them about the good news of the gospel, about a Savior whose name actually means what he does. His name is Yeshua. He came to save, deliver, and rescue. And the world is in need of saving, delivering, and rescuing. So these are the last days. So when I see these things happening, I'm like, you said it was going to happen. And you told us that there would be these signs. And so I'm reminded of the story about the wise virgins and the what? Foolish ones. And the foolish ones were told, you need to get your oil, right? And the wise ones, they kept oil. And then the bridegroom came. And then the foolish ones was like, oh, can I borrow some of your oil? I was like, nah. Tell your neighbor, you got to get your own. We got to get our own. I remember there was a wise rapper. He said, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Who knows who that dude was? If you stay ready, it's the truth though. You got folks trying to get ready, but if you what? Stay ready, you don't have to get ready. Tell your neighbor, I stay ready. I hope that's true. I hope that's true. So in this season, we're talking about spiritual architecture and design for life. Spiritual architecture and designed for life. Because we're talking about building and in some cases rebuilding. Some of our foundations are not right. And so Yahweh's calling in this season. I don't know about you, but you know, when I study what he tells me to study and I'm sharing it with you, I'm getting picked apart. I'm getting picked apart. Meaning there's, I'm finding stuff that it's a two-edged sword. Don't you know when I'm swinging this sword of the word, it cut me too? You think that you just getting cut? I'm getting cut too. You know, Wednesday night we were talking about deliverance. And one of the things about deliverance is that some things that we're doing, we are not aware of it, but then the word is designed that when it goes forth, it makes us aware. We were talking about sins of omission and commission. And some people say, oh, I just pray, Father, forgive me for the sins of omission and commission, so because there's some stuff that I've done that I'm not even aware that I'm doing it, and so I just rely upon his mercy and grace to forgive me of all that. Well, if you know the definition of commission, a sin of commission is when he told you not to do something and you do it. And that's the easy one. Because that's sin, you know, don't cheat on your wife or this, don't lie and all that stuff. And you know that that's wrong. And so when you do it and he told you not to do it, it's easy to say, yeah. But that omission, that's a bad motor scooter. Because the omission, sins of omission are sins that when he tells you to do something and you don't do it. Forgive. And when you don't do it, you're guilty of sin. People think it's all the big stuff. It's all every sin got to involve sex. And just because you're not sexually active, you think you okay. food. If you can't control yourself with food, that's a sin. Gluttony is what the word says. You can't operate no self-control. You got to eat everything. Don't get mad. What you over there saying, Apostle? You got to control yourself. So don't think that just because I ain't having sex as you chew that Five Guy burger that you get four times a week. Don't you know you the temple of the Holy Ghost? And I would tell you, tell your neighbor that you're the temple, but somebody gonna get mad. What you mean? What you trying to say? Just saying this. He's trying to renovate y'all. He's trying to tear down the stuff that needs to be teared down, and he's trying to build up the stuff that needs to be built up, and whatever it is, I want him to fix it. Whatever it is. If I'm eating too much, fix it. He said, bring your tithe into the storehouse. So if you do that, so that I may pour you out a blessing so much that you can't receive it. And when he says that in his word, and when you don't do it, say sin of omission. Sometimes when you sing it, it goes down a little better. But it's the truth. So he told you to do so. Don't think you are all right. You're talking about, yeah, they over there doing that, but you ain't doing what he told you to do. Somebody say, well. Carol, nobody does it like Carol. Do it, Carol. Give me a well. He's picking us apart. But he's not picking us apart to tear us down in a bad way. He's picking us apart so he can build us up in a good way. So if the end result is me getting this thing right so that I'll be ready when Yeshua come, pick me apart, Yahweh. I ain't mad at you. And somebody get mad when he starts picking. But I'm not mad at him. Pick me apart. Fix my raggediness. I want my raggediness to be fixed. And see, that is one of the problems that I have with believers, you know, and me included, because we are so proud that we won't let him pick us apart. You know, we get cold, church becomes mundane, we start going through the motions and not really letting him penetrate us, fix our hearts and stuff, and then we end up with this false sense of salvation, and then we start to accept failure. Why do we accept failure as a normal thing? Failure in the things of Yahweh is not normal. And what happens is that when you get used to failure, you get prone to failure. He tells you get out the victory, but you get used to failing. And then when you get used to failing, you continue to accept latent conditions. And when we accept failure, like, oh, it's okay. The world, it's okay. No, in the things of Yahweh, it's not okay. You're living beneath Yahweh's best. Yahweh's created you to be higher. Yahweh's created you to be better. Yahweh's created you to be stronger. Yahweh's created you to be bolder. That's what he created you for when he recreated you. If you let him recreate you, when you went in down into those waters of baptism in Yeshua's name and came up speaking in tongues and then got the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, you were supposed to be higher. You're supposed to be more power.
You were supposed to be in a better state than you were when you went down. You came up better. You came up higher. You came up stronger. You came up with more authority. Come on, y'all. Did anybody come up with more? If you didn't come up with more, there was no reason to go down. So then why do we accept failure? He rose us up with more power, more ability. Tell your neighbor, he rose you up with more power. That your baptism was your resurrection. Hallelujah. You went down dead. But when you came out of those waters, you were recreated. You were transformed. Either we believe that or we don't. Some of us need to get baptized again. I'm serious. With the knowledge you know now? I was baptized when I was a kid. In the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. If you have not gone down in the waters in Yeshua's name, you missing some power, man. You missing some. I'm just saying. Don't settle for less. Yahweh made us best. And this is, I'm not saying I'm better. I'm saying I'm higher, but you know what? Yahweh said I'm better. I'm not saying I'm better. I'm just better. Wait, I don't have to keep on saying I'm better. That's just what I am. Right? People that have to keep on saying they better, there's something going on there. Just be better. I'm recreated. I'm living at the standard that Yahweh set for me because he knows that I have the ability to be there. I ain't nothing special. I'm just what he created me to be or recreated me to be. And my desire, man, I don't want to spend all this time and then he come back and I don't go up. I'd have to rely on a backup plan. I have to be down here with all that mess that's going on. And then, if you know anything about the last days after Yeshua comes and raptures us up, the only way you really be able to make it in is you got to confess them for yourself and get your head chopped off. That's what Revelation says. Can you imagine? I mean, if you can't do this here, how you going to do that there? The word says if you can't walk with the footman, how you going to ride with the horseman? If you can't make it in a green tree, how you going to make it in a dry tree? So we get used to working in this latent failure system if we don't realize Yahweh's best. And then we in that system, and then after time, it's a system that doesn't work. Accepting failure doesn't work. It's a system that does not work. And after living in that system, it becomes dangerous because it's gonna break down. So we have to commit to rebuild. How many of you are committed to rebuilding? If it's broke, you got to fix it. Some of us, our salvation is broke. I don't care how many years you've been saved. I don't care. Salvation is not based on seniority. Salvation is based on sincerity. People be wearing that. I've been saved for 25 years. I don't know who you think you're talking to. Man, you saved for 20, you done had that ratchet attitude for 25 years? I don't care how long you've been saved. Don't come at me with all that. You can sit in the pews for 50 years.
But if you do not let the word of Yahweh penetrate you, you ain't nothing. So listen, we got to commit to build. I believe in confession. I believe in proclaiming. I believe in declaring and decreeing. And I showed you all what we have to lose, you know, what's at stake. But I challenge you, all those things that are on that list of what's at stake, we should commit to building them. So can I see that list? And this is what you need to say. I commit to building the kingdom. This, because this is your commitment. These are all the things that are at stake if we don't get it right. We gonna get it right. Tell your neighbor, we gonna get this right. We gonna get it right. So, with your mouth, say, I commit to building the kingdom. I commit to building my life. I commit to building my health. Well, that's a hard one. Because you can't be swigging Diet Pepsis 8 and 10 a day, frying everything. You fry the chicken. You fry the cheese. You fry the bacon. You fry the bread. You fry the egg. You even fry the vegetables, deep fried vegetables. You can't be healthy frying everything. We got a whole lot of fryers out here. We need to broil some stuff. We need to roast and bake stuff. We need to saute. Them vegetables ain't nothing if they crunchy. I got to boil them things down. Well, you boil all the vitamins out of it. If you're going to do that, drink all of the juice. Drink the pot liquor then. This is a temple. And you're frying everything. Diabetes should not exist in my temple. In the name of Yeshua. Come on. High blood pressure should not exist in my temple. Gout should not exist in my temple. So say, I commit to building my health. And listen, you ain't got to get all muscle bound and you in the gym 5 times a day. No offense. To you, no offense to Minister Muscle, I'm just saying. I mean, to commit to building your health, you ain't got to do all that. You just eat healthier. Why don't you walk sometime during the week? Sometime. You drive a block away. You get in your, something's a block away, and you get in your car and you drive. Say, I commit to building my health. I commit to building my family. I commit to building my church. I commit to building my future. I commit to building my destiny, my purpose. I commit to building my knowledge foundation. Uh-oh. If you commit into that, that means you need to show up when the word is going forth. Show up. There's a Hebrew, wait, Apostle, there's a Hebrew class getting ready to start, right? Show up. On time. Three classes. There's a beginning, an intermediate, and an advanced. If you commit to building your knowledge foundation, maybe you would be found in those. But I can't seem to get everybody to come to a Bible class. That means you're not committed. And I'm going to tell you this. If you don't commit to doing anything but showing up on Sunday, you're not going to fare very well in these last days. You want it to work, but I'm telling you, you need more than that. You need more knowledge. You need more wisdom. You need more understanding. You need to come to Sunday school. You need to come to prayer. You need to come to Bible study. Whenever the word is going forth, you need to be here when the lights are on. When we turn the lights on in the sanctuary, that means something's going on. You should be here. And we tell you when those times are. So let me try this again. I commit to building my knowledge foundation. I commit to building my mind, my thinking. Oh, that one right there. Because you can't make any changes until you take and you change the way you think. You can't change nothing. Your attitude, your emotionalism, your whole state of being, it won't work unless you allow your mind to be changed. Guess what? I found out. He said that he gave me a new mind. He gave me the mind of Mashiach when I went down in those waters of baptism. Mashiach is Yeshua. Mashiach means the anointed one, the Messiah, Mashiach. I mean, Yeshua had an awesome mind. I want that mind. Yeshua is the word. I mean, Yeshua wasn't going around saying, Peter, where I leave my stuff at, Peter? I lost the direction. Where were we going now? Yeshua didn't do that. Yeshua didn't say, Kepha, where did we just leave from? What was the name of that person that we just... He didn't have a forgetful mind. Who? Why do you live under where Yahweh has created you? I'm not living under Yahweh's best anymore. If he says, I have given the mind of Mashiach, I want to operate in the mind of Mashiach. But this is what he said. He said, you got to let that mind be in you. So say, I commit to building my mind. I commit to building my thinking. I commit to building my skills. I commit to building my character and integrity. Integrity. Character. I mean, are you known for how slick and how... Are you known for your craftiness, the way you lie and manipulate? That's your integrity. Do you tell the truth on applications? Do you tell the truth on your taxes? Do you tell the truth on your time card? The hours that you say that you punched in and worked, did you actually punch in and work those hours? Did you tell the truth when you called in and you didn't want to come to work and you were fine, but you was like, I won't be in today, John. Did you do that? You didn't even have a cough. You didn't even have a fever. You didn't even have any ailment. If you don't feel like coming in, just say, I don't feel like coming in. Okay, I had to lay the foundation. Okay, I commit to building my finances. Oh, well, he did have a plan there for your finances. He said, if you give, it shall be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. But you got a better idea. Can we try that again? I commit to building my finances. Some of y'all are not good stewards over your money, period. You let the devourer come in. You got all kinds of stuff. Why do you need HBO and Showtime and Cinemax and you never watch it? Why do you need a Mercedes when, you know, all you need is a Kia? I told y'all this before. The Kia is the best. It's the J.D. Power & Associates best car division. Best customer service and everything is Kia. So if you want the best, get a Kia. Right, Nia? Oh, now you got a Kia too? Yeah, that's a stylish little car too. She says it's running well, it's dependable, right? Come on, y'all. And your Mercedes is always in the shop. Okay, I'm gonna leave y'all alone. Go to Genesis, Bereshit, the sixth chapter. This is where I left off last week. Say, I commit to building or rebuilding. Yeah. Talk about foundation, we're talking about instructions, because listen, you're going to have to follow instructions to be able to build and rebuild. You're going to have to commit to Yahweh's plan, right? When I was a young kid, there was a show on. I think I was a kid or teenager, I don't know. It was a show called MacGyver. And this dude was like, he get in a situation, he started making up stuff. Just impromptu, trying to make up stuff to get him out of the situation. But the stuff that MacGyver did was temporary. It wasn't going to hold up. Some of y'all MacGyver in your life is just it. You looking around just grabbing up stuff and don't necessarily go together. And it might work a little bit, but then it's not going to last. Say it won't last. Noah was in a situation where Yahweh said, I'm tired of y'all. Mankind, you keep on messing up. I didn't create you for all that. You keep on living beneath. I told you guys that there was a lifespan of like almost 1,000 years for 10 generations. Like men were living for like, Methuselah lived 969 years, I think. And Adam lived like 939. I mean, but what was happening, because sin was introduced into mankind, it started breaking down the life expectancy. Now I think the life expectancy for a man on the average is probably like 60-something years. We went all the way from 1,000-something. Really, we went from forever, because we had sin not being introduced. We wouldn't even be here trying to talk about it. And so we've let sin degrade our lives. Do you know sin is still degrading lives today? And so Yahweh said, listen, if you want to live, if you want to survive, if you want to endure the flood, you got to follow my directions. And so when we go here to Genesis, the sixth chapter, go to the 14th verse. He says, make thee an ark of gopher wood. Gopher wood is teak. And we talked about last week, we can't use redwood and magnolia and none of that other stuff. Mahogany. It might be beautiful, but it won't work. He says, use gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark. Pitch it within, from the inside and with outside. Pitch is waterproof tar. If you only do it from the outside, that's not good enough. You need to do it what? From the inside. Some of y'all only have done the inside. Or some of y'all that have done the outside only, and you haven't done the inside, and you're leaking. Even right now, your ark is leaking. Some of y'all decided to make your ark out of pine because you said it was easier. 15th, fashion. This is a fashion that you shall make of it. The length of it shall be 300 cubits. That is 450 feet long. The width of it, or the breadth, shall be 75 feet wide. The height of it shall be what? Yahweh gave him detail. Say, God, Yahweh, is a God of detail. See, that's why he gives you detailed instructions, because he knows your issues. So he's trying to give you detail. I mean, it is custom made for Tom. Some of the stuff. Because listen, he's speaking to us by his word, but if you got his Holy Spirit, he's giving you customized instructions. Because see, no, I don't work where you work. I don't live where you live. I don't go to school where you go to school. I don't know some of the same people that you know. So by his Holy Spirit, he's instructing you every day on how to move, what to say, what attitude to have, if you should go left or if you should go right, what time you should get out of there. And if you're listening to him, you would really save yourself heartache and problems. Say, Yahweh has given me custom-made instructions every day. Now, we all have his general word, but he's saying, okay, Susie, when you go to work, I need you to pray in your cube for 10 minutes before. Why? Just pray in your cube for 10 minutes. Sometimes y'all are saying, I ain't got time to tell you, explain that all. Just do what I say. If we would just do what y'all would say, shut up, be obedient, keep our nose clean. Build a door. 16, a window shalt thou make. And the door of the ark shall be set the side area lower, with the lower, second, and third stories. That means just three stories. Sometimes we overdo stuff. Well, what about four? He said three. Why I gotta build an ark? Why can't I just do a raft? Say, follow instructions. Oh, Father, help us. Some of y'all got a raft. Some of y'all got a surfboard. He told you to build an ark, and you got a surfboard. Our life is a modern day ark. This is where I left off last week. It's a modern day ark. He's trying to save our lives. And he's saying, listen, follow my instructions. If I say go here today, go there today. If I say move, move. If I say talk to that person, talk to that person. And that's a problem. We so busy yapping and flapping our gums, we can't even hear when the Holy Spirit is speaking. He's trying to tell us stuff, and we too busy telling him stuff. Why is it quiet? A child's future is determined by what environment they are in from 0 to 3 years old. Let me say that again. The success and destiny of a child is determined between 0 and 3. That's too early. What? If you fussing and fighting parents and got a bunch of confusion going on, that child is exposed to that. He don't know what I'm saying. Yes. If you letting confusion in, if you letting conflict in,
If you're letting anger and bitterness in, that child is absorbing all of that. You act like it don't make a difference. Your spirituality, your walk as a believer, if you letting mess come in from zero, from when you come out of that water, and you allowing yourself to be exposed to all these different things that y'all was telling you to stay out of, your destiny's being determined already. Wow. That part. If we would just, from the gate, start following his instructions that he has laid out in his word, oh, we would be so victorious. We would be so dynamic. We would be so... Let me say this. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You got to get it right, because in every life, I was telling this to somebody today, there's going to be highs and there's going to be lows. When you on a high in Yahweh, as far as your situation, everything, prepare. Follow instructions. Because then when that low thing come, you'll be all right. When that wave come, when that storm come, you'll still be standing. Hallelujah. You'll still be praising. Go to 1 Corinthians. And I'm going to hit you with this. We just got to follow these instructions. So now we have to commit to building these things. So I'd like to use the give me 10 more minutes and I'll be done. Maybe not even that much. I use the King James Version in my study, because the King James Version draws from closer to the text of the Hebrew and the Greek, so that when I see a word in the King James Version, I can pull it out and examine it. Sometimes some of you use the New King James Version, which is an easier read times, because remember, the Bible was not written with thus and thou and shalt and all that stuff. That was Old English. And so that's, you know, King James and all them, you know, translated it in 1611 and put it in that language. But it was in Hebrew and Greek. I like the King James Version because it's closer to those texts. New King James Version is the easier read, but sometimes it leaves out some of the words. If you go on in-depth study, if you're just kind of like reading for encouragement and all, New King James is fine. For instance, there's a scripture when it says he has given to us the measure of faith, right? In the King James Version, it says the measure. The measure gives the connotation that it's the same amount for everybody, right? But the New King James says a measure. So that could be anything. So it's the New King James brings us closer. But there's also another study Bible. It's not really for study. It's just for casual reading. It's called The Message. And I like The Message just because this really breaks it down real easy. So what I do in my study, I'll read like 3 or 4 different translations just to make sure I get the total understanding. I'm going to share a little of The Message with you. But go to 1 Corinthians 3, 3rd chapter, 9th verse. You got it? So let's start at 9. So it says, for we are laborers together with Yahweh. And don't just listen to me read. I'm not the reader and only reader in the house. I believe there's power when you let the words of Yahweh come out of your own mouth. Hallelujah. Stimulate that process. So say, for we are laborers together with Yahweh. Don't read it after, read it with me. 1, 2, 3. For we are laborers together with Yahweh. Ye are Yahweh's husbandry. Ye are Yahweh's building, according to the grace of Yahweh, which is given unto me
As a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Yeshua Mashiach. Now, if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Hold up for a second. All of those alternate foundations, say they're cosmetic. Say they won't hold up. Say they can't take the pressure. Why are you building on that then? You're building on stuff that can't take the pressure. You're building on stuff that can't hold up. You're building on stuff that when fire comes, it's going to melt the thing down or burn the thing up. 13, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. So if you're using that stuff, the fire is going to come and determine if you got something that's going to be sustainable, or if you got something that's going to burn up, or you got something that's going to melt down. Oh my God. And it says, 14th verse, if any man abide which he hath thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, come on, read with me, he shall suffer loss, and he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know you not that you are the temple of Yahweh, and that the spirit of Yahweh, what? Dwelleth in you. There's a message version of that same passage of scripture. Can you guys bring it up? This is the same scripture in Message, and I love it because it totally like, you guys don't have my version? What are you using? Are you using the thing that I created today? It should have been there. It was saved. And it should say the Message version in a black slide. But anyway, I'm going to read it to you anyway. Are you ready?
Ready?
I want you to listen. To put it another way, you are Yahweh's house. Using the gift that Yahweh gave me as a good architect, I design blueprints. Apollos is putting up the walls. Let each carpenter who comes on the job take care to build on the foundation. Remember, there is only one foundation, the one that has already been laid by Yeshua Mashiach. Take particular care in picking out your building materials. Eventually, there is going to be an inspection. If you use cheap or inferior materials, because don't we do that? Don't we like try to find like the economy version of stuff? And that's cool if you're shopping for toilet paper. But somebody said no. Yikes. We try to find like a cheaper, more easily accessible thing. Man, I mean, seriously, it's like there are inferior toilet papers. Okay. So you know when hey, go ahead, Holy Ghost. So if you take care in the kind of toilet paper
that you buy. How dare you try to cut corners when it comes to the lifestyle and the word that Yahweh has commanded you to walk in. If your toilet paper makes a difference, your salvation makes a difference. Dare you cut corners? Y'all some bougie people with your toilet paper, though. If you use cheaper inferior materials, you'll be found out. The inspection will be thorough. It's got to hold up. See, this is what the scripture was telling you. This is what 1 Corinthians 3, 3rd chapter, 9th verse through the 20th is trying to convey to you. So some of y'all probably need to use the message and connect the dots. If you need it broke down in some simple terms, this is it. You won't get by with a thing. Either he was like, you're not going to get by. And what's the next one? He says what? If your work passes inspection, fine. If it doesn't, your part of the building will be torn out and started over. You won't be torn out. You'll survive, but just barely. Is anybody committed to build? Say, Yahweh, I'm committed to building my life by your instructions. And thank you, Father, for your instructions in Yeshua's mighty name. Come on, give him praise for that.
Oh, Father.
We need you. We need you. Father Yahweh, we come before you humbly. We thought we knew everything. We thought we knew best. But if we're truly servants and followers of you, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you know best. Not sometimes, not occasionally, but all the time, you know best. Your word says that you know the thoughts that you have towards us. So you know the plans, as the translation says, that you have towards us. Plans that would help us and not harm us. Plans that would allow us to experience your best. So forgive us if we haven't followed those instructions. We have not followed those plans. If we have not used the materials that you deemed acceptable. You told us to present our life holy and acceptable as a living sacrifice. So, forgive us. We repent right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. That means we stop. We change direction. And we return back unto you. But through your grace and mercy and love, you've allowed us an opportunity to rebuild or build back up again the right way. So we seek you. Minister to us as these days approach your coming. That we adhere to the things that you want us to deal with now and not put it off for later. Now, you are now, God. You're always in the future, but you're telling us where we need to be, whatever moment we are in our life. So we give it all to you. We trust you. We'll obey you. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Keep your head bowed. Please, no moving. Keep your head bowed. Believers bow their head because they're interceding.